as a result of an $18 million margin call, has been reinstated. J.R. Williston & Bean has been okayed by the exchange. Ira Haupt & Company is still suspended. A new date set for disarmament negotiations. The 17 nations taking part in the disarmament discussions have decided to try again in Geneva beginning January 21st. President Kennedy keeping a date. He's now in Dallas, Texas. That's an area where there are a lot of supporters of Arizona conservative Republican Senator Barry Goldwater. Mr. Kennedy expected to take a few pot shots at Senator Goldwater's stand that American field commanders be given authority to use nuclear weapons. Earlier today in Fort Worth, the president spoke to a breakfast meeting of the Chamber of Commerce. He praised the military hardware the Texas plants turn out. And then ABC microphones picked up this reference to a new plane to be built by General Dynamics in Fort Worth.
There's been a good deal of discussion of the long and hard-fought competition to win the TFX contract. But very little discussion about what this plane will do.
Then the president went on to praise the TFX as a plane that will serve all our military forces and give the free world an aircraft no other on Earth can match. Mr. Kennedy made no reference to the congressional hassle over the award of the contract to General Dynamics instead of Boeing Aircraft's cheaper version. One man who won't be in Dallas when the president arrives, former President, Vice President Richard Nixon. Nixon there on a business trip. He left this morning. Nixon said he thinks the 64 Democratic ticket may dump Vice President Johnson if the going gets rough. There's another bit of hoopla going on in Texas today. In Uvalde, John Nance Garner is celebrating his 95th birthday. Cactus Jack was vice president during FDR's first two terms. A little while ago, ABC telephoned the Garner Ranch. We talked with a member of the Garner household, Ray Scott. We asked Scott about Mr. Garner.
He's pretty happy. He's having a good time. The president just called, and he welcomed him to Texas. They talked about 2 or 3 minutes. And he had about 100 people come to see him. And the band was out in the front yard playing. High school band. And he's in happy spirits, has a big cake and everything. People bringing him presents.
And our best wishes to John Nance Garner. That Alabama grand jury coming to Washington will get a chance to look around the Justice Department, but neither Attorney General Kennedy nor any other department official will appear for questioning. The Alabama jury is attempting to question the Justice Department about the use of an automobile to take the Reverend Martin Luther King to a civil rights rally.
It's Groucho Marx.
You bet your life. And I bet that's tomato juice.